我们很多人都熟悉啊，瞎子摸象的那个故事。
We all are familiar with the story of the blind person was healed.
那这个瞎子哈，他去摸那个 elephant。瞎子啊，如何来认识象的这个故事
？Oh, we're familiar with the story of the blind person feeling out the elephant.
我们知道啊，这个象啊，它是体积很庞大的一。的动物之一。
We know that an elephant is one of the largest animals.
那这个瞎眼的人呢？他啊没有办法啊看见这一整只的象。
And a blind person cannot see the whole entire elephant.
啊，那瞎子通常啊用他们的触觉来感受这个东西物质。
And a blind person often has to feel and touch with their hands.
那因为象体积很庞大啊，所以瞎子呢，他可能只是触摸到这个象的一部分。
And because the area of the elephant is quite large, so the blind person can only feel a section of the elephant.
哦，所以几个瞎子他们在触摸了象之后呢，他们来描述啊，他们所认为的象是怎么样的一个情形。
And so the famous story goes where several blind people were actually touching different sections of the elephant.
所以他们所表达出来的啊，当然是啊，大大的不一样。
And so every person actually had a different description of what they were feeling.
啊，那这个故事在提醒我们，当我们在看一个人、看一件事情的时候呢，啊，我们很容易啊，只是看到一部分。
And this story is the moral lesson of the story is that sometimes we may only see a certain perspective of some greater matter.
啊，可能是因为我们时间有限，可能是因为我们的知识有限。
Perhaps we're limited by our knowledge. Perhaps we're limited by our time.
啊，所以我们常常对一些事情或一些人呢，啊，就会有只是知道一部分，就变得很偏颇的这样来论断啊，来评论一个人或一件事情。
And so sometimes we jump to conclusions about a particular person or a particular matter.And judging them without really understanding the whole situation.
常常我们也将这种习惯呢，啊，也会用在我们的信仰里头。
And sometimes we may also use the same type of methodology on our faith.
所以今天早上呢，好，我们来谈一下，好，这个信不等于得救。
And so today we like to study the topic that faith does not mean salvation.
我想很多人看了这个题目呢，会觉得说有点奇怪。
Many of us might look at this topic and think it's kind of confusing.
因为我们通常我们的认知里头就是信跟得啊，信就是得救。
Because in our view, as we know, faith always means salvation to us.
是的，从神的恩典来看呢，我们是因信得救。
Yes, from the perspective of God, that we are justified by our faith.
神给我们的恩典就是让我们因为信来得救。
And the blessings that he has given to us is because of faith that we're able to receive it.
所以保罗在以弗所书第二章第八节他就说到说，我们得救呢是本乎神的恩典。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8 says that we are saved because of the faith.
因为神的恩典。
And because of the grace of God.
那也因为我们人的信而来得救。
But also because of our faith in receiving that grace.
这也是罗马书里头啊，保罗他所提到的啊，人因信来称义。
This is also what is discussed in the book of Romans, which is man is justified by faith.
从神的恩典来看呢，我们是因信得救。
From the perspective of God's grace, we are saved because of our faith.
因为神他怜悯我们所有的世人，在亚当里头的世人。
Because God has mercy on all the people who are under Adam.
因为在亚当里头的人都是带着罪，都是罪人。
Because the people under Adam all have sin.
那这个罪必须要解决，必须要得到赦免。
And this sin must be paid for or absolved of in some way.
所以人需要神的怜悯。
And so, as humans, we need the mercy of God.
神就给人方法。
And so God has given us a way of salvation.
啊，就是借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲跟流血。
And that is through the cross, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for us.
哦，那神也帮助人，赐给人信心。
And God has also given us faith in Him.
哦，让我们能够接受神所给我们的方法。
So that we are able to accept through faith the salvation plan He has given to us freely.
哦，所以从神的恩典来看，啊，人就是因为主要就是因为这三个原因啊，人能够得救。
And so, if we look at the Bible, there's three reasons why we can be saved through God.
哦，所以神要救我们，不需要我们的啊好行为，我们才能够这个。神才能够救我们。
So we are not saved because of our good deeds or actions.
哦，神他有能力啊，救一个没有好行为的人。
God has the power to save someone who has sin.
啊，我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
啊，神不需要我们有好行为，他才有能力救我们。
And so we're not saved by good works that we do.
啊，神也不需要我们因为行律法，他才有能力救我们。
And so God doesn't need us to be saved because we obey the commands.
啊，请看加拉太书第二章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章十六节
Galatians chapter 2 verse 16
知道人称义不是因行律法乃是因信耶稣基督连我们也信了基督耶稣使我们因信基督称义不因行律法称义因为 凡有血气的没有一个人因行律法称义
Okay, verse 16Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 Know that a man is not justified by observing the law but by faith in Jesus Christ So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law because by observing the law no one will be justified
那所以从这两节经节，让我们看到说是因为神的因为有神的恩典，所以我们得救
And verse 17 also, if while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. So from these two verses, we can actually see that we are saved because of Christ Jesus, not because of anything that we do, either observing the law or doing righteous deeds.
所以我们是必须要靠着主耶稣来得救。
And so therefore, we are justified through Christ.
所以从神的恩典的这个层面来看，是的。我们因为信心而得救。
And so, yes, we can see that we are justified because of our faith in the salvation plan of Jesus so that we can be saved.
我们请再看到雅各书的第二章。
Let's look at James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十四节。
James chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
James chapter 2 verse 14 What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him?
那这个雅各长老他在这里却有一个让人很惊讶的一个提出一个让人惊讶的一个问题。
And so here the elder James seems to be raising a very conflicting question here.
他也是提到有关信心跟得救的这件事情。
He is also talking about faith and salvation.
看起来他好像是在否定这个保罗所强调的因信而来得救。
It seems like he's contradicting what Paul has said that we're justified by faith, but here he says, no, you're justified by deeds.
其实雅各跟保罗他们两个人所讲的并没有冲突。
But actually, what James says and what Paul says are not in conflict.
这是从不同的两个层面来看得救这件事情。
It is only because they're viewing salvation from two different perspectives.
哦，这个保罗他从神的恩典这个层面来看。
Paul is looking from the perspective of God's mercy and grace.
哦，那雅各他从人的这个层面来看。
And James is looking from the perspective of people.
哦，只是他们所强调的重点不一样而已。
But they are emphasizing different parts of the salvation plan.
哦，那也可以说他们所讲的先后秩序的不一样。
It could be that their sequence is different.
哦，一个人需要信耶稣才能够得救。
Of course, a person needs to believe in Jesus first in order to be saved.
一个人接受了耶稣基督的救恩之后，他需要在行为上面啊来努力的。来实行，来追求。
But after a person believes and accepts Christ, they also need to strive forward to change their lives and renew their lives.
那我们来看看雅各他为什么会说信心没有行为有什么益处呢？
And so why does James say that a person who has faith but without deeds has no use?
他主要的意思就是说没有行为的话，那没有什么益处，就是也不能得救的。
What James is saying that is, if there is a faith but they have no deeds, they cannot be saved either.
那所以我们可以从雅各所讲的呢，我们来看三件事情。
And so let's look at three things from what James has said here.
第一个，那种只是一种表白、告白这样的信心，不能够救人。
Number one, he's saying that a superficial faith cannot save a person's soul.
只是用这种 proclaim 这种告白表白说我信耶稣这个并不能够让人得救。
Proclaiming that you are a faithful Christian does not mean that you can be saved.
好，我们请继续看雅各书第二章十五节。
Let's continue to read James chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节，若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又切了日用的饮食。十六节，你们中间有人对他说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你穿得软，吃得饱，却不给他身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？”
James 2:15. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. Verse 16. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is that?
十七节，这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
Verse 17, this way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
好，我们很多人都很熟悉圣经。
Many of us are familiar with the Bible.
当我们讲到信仰的这一种表白，我们一定会去想到几个重要的经节。
And so if we talk about faith in action, we often think of several verses.
我们在人的面前来表白，我们信主耶稣。
So in front of God, first we proclaim in front of others that we are believers of Christ.
我们一定会去想到罗马书的第十章。
We will think about Romans chapter 10.
请看罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第九节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活。就必得救。
Romans 10, verse 10, for it is with your... Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from dead, you will be saved.
第十节，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Verse 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
我说，这个雅各他讲说，只是这种表白告白式的信心是不能救人的。
But James is saying that simply confessing that you believe and accept Lord Jesus Christ cannot save you.
那我们又看到罗马书十章九节十节保罗所说的这种表白就能够让人得救。
Yet in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 says that yes, if you do confess, you can be saved.
那其实保罗在罗马书这里所说的呢，其实这就是一种行为。
And so, actually, if we understand these two verses correctly in Romans, Paul is saying that what you do in action by confessing with your mouth is a kind of deed that James is talking about.
因为 这一些人呢、啊，其实他们已经信了耶稣，他们已经领受了救恩。
Because this act of deed of faith is actually done by people who've actually received the salvation and believe in Jesus Christ.
哦，那在当时他们的信仰环境是非常的不容易的，是非常恶劣的。
And during the environment that we're living in, where they were persecuted for your faith, it was very difficult for them to confess with their mouth.
哦，所以在他们的信仰里头，他们必须要有这样一个勇敢的行为。
And so for them to proclaim that they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, they have to be very courageous.
哦，在人的面前勇敢的承认他们所相信的对象是主耶稣。
And so they were not afraid to die to confess in front of others that Jesus Christ is in fact their Lord and Savior.
哦，在人的面前他们必须要能够勇敢的来述说他们所相信的就是耶稣已经复活。
In front of others, they can proclaim that they believe that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior and has resurrected.
哦，所以事实上，这是他们信仰生活里头的一个很重要的一个行为。
And so, for them to confess this was a very crucial deed in their Christian lives.
哦，在这个恶劣的环境里头，他们心里相信，因为耶稣的复活。所以他们有永生的盼望。
Because they were heavily persecuted, for them to confess that yes, in fact, that Jesus was resurrected, that means that they really believe in Christ.
哦，这一些人他们已经领受了救恩，他们已经从水和圣灵重生了。
And so with faith, they have actually received the salvation of God, and also they were born of the Spirit and water.
哦，他们是拥有这个得救的证据。
They have been sealed with the promise of salvation.
他们有那个evidence.
They have evidence that they have received the salvation.
哦，因为他们已经接受了那个赦罪的洗礼。
Because they have received the baptism that washes away their sins.
哦，因为他们已经领受了主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
Because they already received the promised Holy Spirit from God.
哦，因为他们已经在他们的生活当中有很多的长进，有很多的改变。
Because in their lives they have made many great improvements in their lives and changed.
哦，这跟我们今天信仰环境很自由的社会里头的这种信仰的表白是不一样的。
This is very different from the environment that we are in today when we just simply confess, because we live in a very free society now.
哦，今天很多在信仰上的表白，以这个表白来忽略了领受救恩那一件重要的事情。
Today, if we just proclaim with our lips that we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and that He resurrected, that does not mean we actually obey Him or receive the salvation of God.
哦，所以事实上是今天的基督徒把这个得救的事情把它简单化了。
And so today, the Christians of today have simplified the salvation plan of God.
哦，所以我们很多时候跟我们基督徒的朋友谈到这个洗礼，谈到这个得圣灵的事情。啊，他们都不会像我们根据圣经把它看得是那么的重要，跟得救有关系。
And so sometimes when we're trying to preach to other friends of other churches, it's very hard for them to accept that it's nothing more than just confessing Jesus Christ as Lord.
啊，他们只是强调着这种信仰的表白。
They only stress the confession of their belief. They did not accept baptism. They do not accept Holy Spirit.
哦，所以雅各书里头，雅各他也用了一个实际的例子来做说明。
And so that's why James uses a very practical example of deed and faith.
哦，他以这个爱心来做一个例子。
He says, for example, in love.
哦，用口来讲，这个有什么益处呢
？If you just speak words of love, but you don't show actions of love, does that help?
哦，应该是先提供了有行为，先提供给对方。衣服跟东西。
If you really love someone and they are in need, then give them clothes or food.
哦，然后吩咐他们说，那你要把衣服给穿上，那个食物带回家，你要煮来吃。
And so if you then tell them, go, take this clothes, make sure you're warm, take this food and cook it when you go home, then that kind of word is effective. 哦，
今天这种表白式的信心常常并没有带来那个行为真正的改变。
So a faith that is only done through lip service does nothing for us in true in our salvation.
哦，所以事实上，只有表白，却不能够看到那种信心应该结出来的果子。
So confessing things in our faith doesn't mean anything. It does not show that we have produced fruit in our faith.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章十七节。
Verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
啊，这里讲到信了主耶稣基督，应该是会带给我们改变。
Here it says that if anyone is in Christ, they have completely changed.
啊，旧事已经过去了，一切都变成新的了。
The old person has gone and a new person has come.
啊，就神的那一个层面，他让我们啊。这个得着的生命。
God has given us this new life.
哦，就像约翰福音三章五节所说的，从水和圣灵来重生。
Just like John chapter 3 verse 5 says that we're born of the water and the spirit.
哦，我们不但有这个地上的生命，我们更拥有那个天上的生命。
Not only do we have life on this earth, but we also have the everlasting life in heaven.
哦，我们本来是罪人，现在成为神的儿女。
Before we were sinners, but now we are the sons of God.
哦，这是从神的层面来看，哦，我们从旧人变成新人了。
And so from the perspective of God, we were originally sinners, but now we are saved.
哦，再来，我们也要从人的层面来看。
But from the perspective of humans, we also need to look at this.
哦，我们是不是有让那个旧的事情成为过去，一切都变成新的了？
Have we actually let go of the old, and have we actually grasped on the new?
哦，这是人要去尽的本分。
And this is our responsibility.
哦，借着圣灵的带领，这个圣经的教训，让我们来变成新人。
Through the guidance and renewal of the Holy Spirit, and through the obeying of the teachings of the Bible, we are able to become new creatures in Christ.
哦，让我们每一天的生活，它也变成是新的。
And so that every day that we live can be a new day for us.
哦，最主要来决定我们的生活形态的是什么？
And so what is it that determines what our new lifestyle is?
哦，我们每天的生活形态，什么事情来决定我们的生活形态？
So what are the things that determine how we live?
哦，那就是一个很重要的因素，就是人的价值观。
One of the determining factors is our value system.
哦，所以我们要努力的让我们的价值观能够回到圣经。
We want to have our value system be based on the Bible.
哦，像保罗他信了主耶稣之后，他的价值观改变了。
After Paul received Christ, his perception of value in this world has completely changed.
哦，他说以前认为有益的，那现在发现，在耶稣基督里头发现说，其实是有损害的。
In the past, what he thought was valuable, now he regards as rubbish because of Christ.
哦，他现在他看耶稣基督为至宝。
Now he sees Christ as the precious treasure.
哦，他的价值观改变了，他的生活形态也就变成新的了。
Because his value changed, so the way that he lived completely changed.
哦，这个不是那种告白式的信心所能够带来的。
And this is not a faith that just simply proclaiming can actually bring this type of result.
啊，为什么雅各说信不等于得救？
So why does James say a faith without deeds is dead?
好，我们请看回雅各书第二章。
Turn back to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十七节。
James chapter 2 verse 17.
十七节，这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
17. In this same way, the faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead.
十八节，必有人说：“你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便将我的行为， 我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
James 2:18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do.
这里雅各在告诉我们第二件事情啊, 就是没有这种属灵信仰生活的信心是不能够得救的。
And so here, James is telling a second thing, that in our life, if we don't have deeds, our faith is dead.
我们要过着信仰的生活，有信仰的生活。
To really live a life of faith.
它不是一个只是一个空壳子，我信耶稣。
It is not simply an empty shell, saying that we do believe in Jesus.
它应该是有包括着一个信耶稣的人，他应该有的生活的内容。
His faith should be including the substance of truly one person who really believes in Christ.
首先这样的过着这种有这种信仰生活属灵生活的人呢，
A person who lives a spiritual life.
他的生活里头才能够真的是很单纯的，很专一的来信靠神。
Then this life will be very simple and full of faith, always relying on the Lord.
对神的教导，他是很单纯的就去做。
He will simply obey what he has learned, that Lord's teaching.
他相信我这样子照着神的教训来做，那神来负责。
With full faith, he understands that when he obeys the commands of the Lord, that the Lord bless him.
我们来参考一个例子，创世纪26章。
Can look an example, Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪26章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
Genesis 26:1. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time, and Isaac went out to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar.
第二节，神向以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。”Verse
2. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live."
第三节，你聚居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地赐给你和你的后裔。
Genesis 26:3. Stay in the land for a while, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
这是神对以撒的指示。
So this is the will that God has given to Isaac.
这里在饥荒，那神说你继续住在这里。
During a time of famine in the land, God told Isaac, stay and remain in the land of famine.
神对他说，我跟你同在，我要祝福你。
God says, I promise you, I will be with you and I will bless you.
以撒呢，他就照着神的吩咐，他就这样子做，他信靠神。
And so Isaac, with a very simple faith, he obeyed God's command.
我们再看12节。
Let's look at verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，神赐福给他。
Genesis 26:12. Isaac planted crops in the land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold, because the Lord blessed him.
所以这个信，这个所谓的信呢，是也要表现在每一天的生活里头。
So you can see how he has displayed his faith, evidenced by his action of obeying God in everyday life.
我们常常来参加聚会，一起敬拜神，这是一种信。
And so for us, a simple act of faith is just coming and attending services that shows our faith in God.
我们参加了教会的这些崇拜的活动。
When we participate in the holy work of the church as well, that shows our faith.
在我们的生活当中，也因为我们的信，所以我们有一些很奇妙的体验。
And so in daily life, because we have faith in God and we obey Him, we will also experience many wonderful testimonies and miracles.
但是这些并不是信心的全部。
But this is not the whole totality of faith.
这个信心应更应该是在每一天的生活里头。
Because this faith needs to be something that's evidenced in our daily lives.
我们不能够用参加教会的这些活动就来等于所有的信心。
Just because we attend church services, that doesn't mean that we have faith.
那什么是我们每一天的信心的生活呢？
And so what does it mean that we have to have faith in our daily lives?
就是保罗在哥林多后书第六章所强调的，就过着那一种分别的生活。
And so it is what is emphasized in 2 Corinthians by Paul, which is the life that's lived where we discern good from evil.
今天我们已经属于主耶稣基督。
And today, because we belong to Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟这个世界就要有分别。
And so today, we need to separate ourselves from the world today.
所以所谓的信是表现在每一天的生活里头。
We're set apart from the world, so everything that we do in our daily lives will reflect this.
我们最近家庭读经，我们在读出埃及记。
Daily Bible reading progress is in Exodus.
那出埃及记里头的一个重点之一呢，就是神所颁布给百姓的那十条诫命。
And one of the greatest moments in Exodus is the giving of the Ten Commandments.
神要这些，神已经把这些以色列人给他分别出来。
And God has already separated His people for Himself.
他们相信这一位独一的真神。
These people believe in the one true God.
神要在他们的生活当中也来表现出他们的信心。
And so God wanted them to display their faith in their everyday life.
他们过着分别的生活。
That they live a life that is with distinction.
那就是说他们生活在这个十条诫命的范围里头。
They live within the confines of the Ten Commandments.
所以今天我们也是一样要过着一个分别的生活。
So today we need to live a life that is set apart from the world.
我们要生活在这个十条诫命的这个规范里头。
We not only have to live within the Ten Commandments.
所以这个十条诫命不是十条建议，它是十条诫命。
We need to observe it because it's not just 10 suggestions for us, but in fact 10 commandments for us to observe.
所以我们常常将十条诫命跟我们的生活来做一下对照。
And so when we compare our lives to the Ten Commandments today,
我们的生活是不是保守在这十条诫命的范围里头？
Is our life in fitting with the Ten Commandments?
因为没有信仰生活的信，那个是不能够让人得救的。
Because the faith without deeds is dead.
请我们再看回雅各书第二章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章十九节。
James chapter 2 verse 9.
十九节
，Verse 19，
你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
James chapter 2 verse 19， you believe that there is one God, good, even the demons believe that and shudder.
在这里雅各他说到的第三点就是，只是这种认知上的信心是不能够得救的。
Here's the third point that James is trying to make is that if you just simply believe.That is not enough either.
那个 intellectual agreement.
So an intellectual agreement that God actually exists is not sufficient.
对事实的相信呢，这个并不是所谓的信心。
To acknowledge in your mind that yes, this is true, that God is true, is not enough.
所以这个真神的存在。宇宙当中有一位独一的真神，这是一个事实。
Yes, there is one true God in this universe. This is a fact.
那只是这一种认知上的信呢？雅各说，并不能够让人得救。
But this intellectual recognition does not allow us to become saved.
那雅各举的例子就是说，魔鬼他也知道，他也相信神只有一位。
And so James says, look at the demons. They believe in God too, but And they even shudder at it, but that doesn't mean that they are going to be saved because they believe.
所以今天有很多人，他们都相信说，这宇宙当中一定有一位主宰者。
And so today, just because many people do believe that, in fact, there is one God in this universe.
但是这些人他们还是失落的人。
But they are also still lost in the world today.
因为他们只是认知这宇宙当中这么的奇妙，他一定有一个主宰者。
The fact that they recognize that there is a supernatural being in this world today.
但是他们并没有那个 行动行为去寻求神，去找到神，去相信这一位神。
They cannot be saved because they have not spent the action or time to try to seek out the true God and to find Him the way of salvation.
今天也有很多人听了道理之后，觉得说，道理不错，甚至说道理很好。
Even some people today who have come to our church and listened to the sermons, they say, yes, this sermon's wonderful, I really like it.
这根据圣经所讲的 所传讲的信息，那当然是好的。
Of course, any kind of word that is in accordance with the Bible is wonderful to listen to, and I can accept that.
但是很多很多人说道理很好，但是这些人仍然是失落的人。
But even though they think the doctrine is good, they yet are still lost.
因为这只是认知上的信心，并不能够让人得救。
Because the simply believing that it is true cannot allow them to become saved.
所以这种认知上的同意啊，它并不是所谓的信心。
So a mental acceptance of the fact cannot develop true faith.
这也就是为什么今天很多的基督徒，他对所谓这种得救的道理，他并不是那么在意。
And so that's why there are many Christians today, they don't really care about the true gospel of salvation.
那其实也不是今天，在过去就是这个样子。
And this is not just today, but in the past as well.
就像保罗在加拉太书一开始他所说的说，有人呢，他去相信了那个更改的福音。
So just as Paul mentioned in Galatians, some people actually believe in the gospel that has been perverted.
那今天信耶这个今天基督徒有很多。
Because just like back then, there are many Christians today.
但是呢，很多的基督徒其实他只是停留在这种认知上的同意。
Many Christians today are on a very low level, just recognizing that God exists.
是的，神存在，是的，耶稣基督是救主。
Yes, they know that God is true. Yes, they know Jesus Christ is the Savior.
但是其实他仍然是失落的人。
But they are still lost.
因为他并没有走在这个得救的正路上面。
Because they have not walked on the true path of salvation.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
And Jesus has said, I am the way.
那其实今天很多的人并不是走在主耶稣的道路上。
And many people today are not walking on that way.
今天其实很多人是走在某一些理论的这个道路上面。
Many of the people are just walking on some sort of theoretical understanding.
因为他只是停留在这一种认知上的同意的这一种信息。
They simply accept the theology.
那我们请再看到雅各书第二章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 2.
21节到25节。
Verse 21 to 25.
这个雅各他就举了亚伯拉罕跟喇合这两个例子。
So here it talks about two examples, Abraham and Rahab.
雅各希望每个基督徒他都拥有一个很活泼、很真实的信心。
James would like every Christian to really have a living faith.
我一开始有提到，当时他们的信仰环境是非常恶劣的。
As I mentioned to you before, that the environment which they believed was quite dangerous.
人在有压力、在有困难的时候，人常常就会想出所谓妥协的方法。
So when people are persecuted or in times of stress, they'll try to find other solutions that compromise what they truly believe.
所以当时的基督徒，他们有人已经在生活上、行为上跟世界、跟这个周遭 有妥协。
And so we can see that some people at that time have already compromised in what they believe, the way they act.
他们只是在认知上，他们知道，他们相信。
They may really believe that yes, that God is true.
但是已经没有那个真正的信仰的行为。
But they have lost the deeds of a true faith.
所以那一种的信仰是不够真实，不够完全。
And that faith is not a true faith. It's not complete and cannot save their souls.
所以雅各书二章二十一节到二十五节。
And so James chapter 2 verse 21 to 25 says.
这雅各提到神拣选亚伯拉罕。
That Abraham was selected by God.
那亚伯拉罕相信这一位拣选他的神。
And Abraham believed in the God that has chosen him.
啊，他就开始过着信仰的生活。
And so Abraham lived a life of faith.
啊，他过着顺服神的生活。
He lived a life that submitted to the will of God.
哦，包括这些神对他很特别的要求。
And even the outrageous request that God had given to him.
那个已经不是他理智上所能够去了解的。
It is not something he can understand, through the logic of his mind.
但是他清楚地知道这是神给他的指示。
But he knew that this was the will of God.
哦，他就顺服地去做。
And so he submitted in faith.
哦，那就是神要他把以撒当作燔祭来献上。
It was the act of sacrificing his son, his only son Isaac, on an altar.
这个亚伯拉罕他也不是一开始就是那么的完全。
Of course, Abraham did not start off from the very beginning to be so perfect in his faith.
哦，但是在他的这个人生旅程当中，他是靠着神给他的教训、神的帮助，他不断的来改变他自己。
It's only through his journey of life that his faith became complete.
那所以他到最后，他也能够抓住那个最重要的、最有价值的。
And so finally, he was able to really capture the essence of what is how he can be saved is to absolutely believe in God and to obey Him.
能够知道什么是最有价值的。
And what is the most valuable in his life?
所以希伯来书十一章在描写亚伯拉罕。
And so Hebrews chapter 11 describes Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他已经知道了，不是地上的这个迦南地是最有价值的。
Abraham already figured out that what is most precious in this world is not the land of Canaan.
而是天上神所预备的那一座城，那个才是最有价值的。
It is his inheritance in heaven that is the most precious to him.
另外一个人物就是这个喇合。
And so we can see another character mentioned by James, that is Rahab.
这个喇合他相信以色列人所拜的那一位神才是独一的神。
Rahab believed that the God that the Israelites worshipped was the only one true God.
那这个信呢，带来他生活上的一个改变。
Because of this faith, it changed her completely.
他能够帮助以色列人所派来的那两位探子。
She was willing to risk her life to save the two spies that went to spy out their land.
他相信神。他也开始过着这种信仰的生活。
She believed in God and started to live a life of faith as well.
所以今天我们也应该有这一种很真实、很活泼的信心。
And so today we should have this really true and living faith.
我们也应该用我们的生活来成为见证。
So today our life should be a life of testimony.
不是只是口头上的表白。
Not just something that we confess with our lips.
我们也要有生活的见证。
We need to have true living examples through our actions in life.
所以以上我们所查考这些，这就是为什么雅各他说到信不等于得救。
So that's why James has said faith does not always mean that you'll be saved.
一起唱诗217首。
Sing hymn 217.